Adjust the volume on your telephone. Put it on full volume. From now on, you must follow my instructions. Take a trolley and go to the supermarket entrance. Place this audio on pause until you are at the front and ready to enter. Have you got a trolley? Have you adjusted the volume? Are you ready? Go inside. Do you see that till at the end? The other day, someone tried to leave without paying, with a trolley full of bin liners and toilet paper. They had a funny nose and an odd mouth. Things got a bit out of hand. The security guard got nervous and her dog ran away. Things got physical, and in the end, they had to call the police. Listen to the music. Push the trolley and don't stop walking until I say so. Keep walking. Walk a bit further. We're nearly there. Stop. Here we are. Look around you. Try not to miss any details. They're important. Now, you are in a forest. In front of you, the forest ends. There is a small lake. A deer stands still and stares at you. Any movement you make will frighten him away. Beyond the lake lies a field, or perhaps a vineyard. It's too far away to be sure. Beyond that, there is a house with lots of windows. A farmhouse so big, it might be several houses joined together. Look at the deer again. Now you realise it might be a cow. Look to the side of your right foot. A little further to the right. It looks like there's a rubbish bag. It's broken at the bottom, as though an animal has rummaged in it. Can you see the blood-stained hand half wrapped in torn-up toilet paper? Beside it, there is a yellow flower, like the ones young girls put in their hair. Go and fetch a packet of the Laughing Cow cream cheese. You'll find it in the dairy section. Some supermarkets put them in the cheese section. Some people think that's a real crime. Then, when you've got it, go to the meat department.
Ever since they made us wear masks, everybody looks suspicious. We were all suspicious. Anyone might give you the virus. The mask has increased our mistrust of others. You suddenly think everyone is hiding something, as if you didn't know it before. Mistrust is a great builder of fictions. What secrets are hiding behind their masks? There are secrets, and there are terrible secrets. You can spot wrong'uns a mile off. They all have the same look on their face. All murderers have an odd mouth and nose, as Cesare Lombroso would say. But now, with the masks, how can you tell? Right now, you could even have Adolf Hitler standing in front of you and you wouldn't even recognize him. Take his tash off and put on a mask. I bet you'd let a foreign granddad pass the till if he only had eggs and toothpaste. In this kind of situation, you don't have to make much of an effort to become suspicious. All you have to do is wear a mask. And all those hours of literature devoted to describing murderers' mouths and noses thrown away. Now they'll get past the supermarket till. Like the one who tried to get away without paying for the trolley they loaded with toilet paper and rubbish bags. When the police came, they found a girl chopped to pieces in the boot of his car.
How long has it been since a stranger talked to you so closely? Does it make you feel uncomfortable? Have you found the Laughing Cow? Now go to the meat stand. Or are you already there? Look at the display. If anyone asks if you want anything, shake your head.
Aristotle said that people who have hard, thin lips with a prominent part at the height of the canine teeth have no nobility, as can be easily seen in the behaviour of pigs. On the other hand, those with thick lips and the top lip hanging over the lower one have no sense. They're like asses and apes. Those with a protruding top lip and gums are aggressive, like dogs. Those with wide nose tip are careless, like oxen. And those with a wide nose from the end have dim senses, like pigs. People with sunken and blunt noses are libertines, like deer.
Look around you. Do you think that lady over there is a libertine? What about that guy? Do you think he's aggressive? And you? Are you careless? Listen. Listen closely. What you hear is happening now. However, what you see is a prolapse, a flash forward. What you see is yet to happen.
Christopher Nolan uses this in his films. These animals you hear will be dead in 6 weeks' time. They'll end up quartered and strewn across the butcher's counter at some supermarket or other. Someone with a funny nose and an odd mouth will take a huge knife with a black handle and separate their joints. For many years' practice, surgery wasn't carried out on human bodies at all, but pigs. At the end of the day, there's not much difference between a pig and a person.
Take the packet of Laughing Cow. Look at it. Look at it closely. Focus on the picture.
Now you are sure it was a cow. After the lake, there is a meadow that reaches almost to the front of the farmhouse. It's so big that it's hard to tell if it's one house or more. In front of the tallest buildings, there are geese, hens, and ducks feeding. To the right, Next to the door, there are two enormous dogs that ignore the poultry and are staring at you.
Don't make a single move or the dogs will jump on you. Can you see the window with a balcony on the far right-hand side of the top floor? The balcony door is open. Close your eyes. All that you hear is happening now.
Inside, there is a girl lying on the floor with her mask to one side. She has a yellow fabric flower hanging from her hair. She has a leg missing and half her right arm from the elbow. Her face is smashed, her nose bashed in, and the mouth is nothing more than a hole of an undefined shape, joining the hole left by the bashed-in nose. Behind her, there is a closed bin liner. The whole floor is covered in blood and toilet paper. Someone is on their knees. They have a funny nose and an odd mouth. He's panting with exhaustion. He took the girl's mask off, and he was very disappointed to see her nose. He didn't find it had a libertine enough shape. Those with a blunt and sunken nose are libertines. You can tell a libertine by their blunt, sunken nose, his mother used to say. And he continues to sculpt the skull, at first with his fists. Then he gets up and keeps smashing in the nose with his heel. When the hole is big enough, he sticks his finger on both hands in it, each palm facing outward in opposite directions. The thumb's facing down and pulls forcefully. That's what the butcher does when he separates the carcass from the chicken. It crunches. He begins to feel soft organs. His hand fits right through the hole, almost up to the wrist. The bones press against the wrist. He touches something soft. He closes his eyes and pulls. He's wearing rubber gloves and his hands are covered in blood. Now he takes a huge knife with a black handle. They call this type of knife a kitchen axe. You can separate a knee from the femur with it. All it takes is one strong, precise blow, and the cartilage gives away till the limb comes clean off the body. A pig or a person, there's not much difference.
Open your eyes. Go and look for ladies' hair dye. You'll find it in the hygiene and beauty section. I did warn you. Remember that girl you walked past a while ago?
She had a nose job done at the end of February. Her salary as a security guard doesn't stretch too far. She had to save up for 2 years and 8 months to take the bone out of the middle of her nose and plump her upper lip with silicone. At the beginning of lockdown, she thought that everyone having to wear a mask was a highly convenient coincidence. She could hide her wounds and bruises from the operation without anyone asking any awkward questions. Now it's been months since the scars have disappeared, and she feels like her face improvement is held hostage behind the mask, as if it was what they call interior beauty, a virtue that's hard to find. And what's more, with all the nightclubs shut, she hasn't been able to make any return on her investment. She's already taken the picture from her summer holidays in 2019 off her Tinder profile, the one where she was wearing a bikini and a yellow flower on her head. Little does she know, Aristotle would have preferred her face before. Now her new lips and nose say that she is an irritable and mindless person, which nevertheless is closer to reality than before, with her own nose and mouth from birth.
How long has it been since a stranger talked to you so closely? Does it make you feel uncomfortable? Are you standing in front of the lady's hair dye? Look at the box with the brunette girl. Is it you? Your wife? A friend? What's her nose like? What's your nose like? How about your mouth? Are you careless? Do you have an odd mouth? Go and get toilet paper and bin liners. On the way, you will pass a gentleman.
This gentleman cleans out houses and flats after people have died. He collects everything that is left over once the heirs have fought amongst themselves. He has an old house full of junk, furniture and old books, many of which are so rotten from the damp and chicken and goose shit that they've become sorts of a unified paste. Aristotle's treatise on physiognomy is at the top of the pile made up of magazines from the 80s, with football manuals and annuals. There is also a green hardback with no pages inside, on which the title along the lines of Racial Science of the German People by Hans Gunther can be made out. All that is left intact is a black and white photograph showing a Nazi doctor holding a vernier scale measuring a Romanian peasant's nose.
Once you have the toilet paper and bin liners, go to the frozen fish section.
This gentleman is meeting a girl studying sociology this afternoon. The girl is interested in buying a really old book by the doctor and criminologist Cesare Lombroso. The gentleman ended up offering it to her for 15 euros, a bargain considering it's a 1911 edition. He saw the girl's profile picture on Tinder with a yellow bow on her hair. Or was it a yellow flower? Anyway, he found this childish detail very attractive and agreed to reduce the price from 40 to 15 euros. He hasn't been able to stop thinking about the yellow bow for hours. This morning he browsed through the book out of curiosity. This is what it said.
The criminal is an atomistic being who reproduces in his person the ferocious instincts of primitive humanity and inferior animals. Thus were explained anatomically the enormous jaws, the desire not only to extinguish life in the victim, but to mutilate the corpse, tear its flesh and drink its blood. The base of the nose is frequently turned up in thieves and murderers. On the contrary, it is often aquiline, like the beak of a bird of prey. Swindlers have thin, straight lips. The lips of the violators of women and murderers are fleshy, swollen, protruding, as in Negroes.
Can you hear that? It's a guy in the next aisle.
What he is whistling is Schubert's Piano Trio No. 2. Schubert composed it 193 years ago, exactly 1 year before his death. It was the year 1827, the exact same year that an epidemic of cholera came to Europe from Bengal in India. Even though it was premiered at a party, there must be something dreadful in this music. It's always used in dark films. Fritz Lang's Dr. Mabuse, Tony Scott's The Hunger, or The Piano Teacher by Michael Haneke.
What are your lips like? Pick up the packet of Laughing Cow again. Look at the picture. Now you can see more clearly that beyond the lake there is a vineyard that almost reaches the farmhouse, can't you? Is it all just one house? Or are there more? In front of the tallest house, there are geese, hens, and duck feeding. A small dog barks. Or was it two big dogs? Can you see the window on the top floor? The window is open and a draft is coming in. It is winter. Are you standing in front of the fish counter? When you get there, stay as close as you can to the fish. Open a refrigerator door, and if anyone asks you if you want anything, shake your head. Close your eyes. Can you feel the cold? The floor is covered in blood and toilet paper. Sniff. Take a deep breath in. Can you smell the stench? There comes a time when the smell of a dead body's rotten flesh is no different than rotten fish. In a corner, there are several bin liners, toilet paper, and loads of books. Don't open your eyes until I tell you to.
Ah!
Open your eyes and go to the fruit and veg section. Is there anyone close to you?
His father-in-law died of coronavirus last month, and they still have to clear out his flat. They want to pay someone to come and take it all away. Then they'll paint it over and sell it. They won't get much money for it, and they'll have to split it all with that witch of a sister-in-law. The man was a professor of anthropology with a modest salary. They could make some money out of the old books he had, but that hadn't occurred to anyone in the family. Like junkies and burglars, all they looked for were cash and jewellery, even though there's money to be made in books. A first edition of The Criminal Man by Cesare Lombroso from 1911, an even more valuable book from 1891 by the racist anthropologist Herbert Risley, in which he studies the noses of thousands of people in Bengal, India, and observes that each tribe and caste have prominent and particular nose shapes, meaning the shape of your nose will determine your economic and social relationships for the rest of your life. Do what thou smelt, as the saying goes. There is also a first edition of a book in mint condition by the Nazi doctor Hans Gunther, publishing the canonical measurements that a nose from the Aryan race should have in the year 1927. Well, from 27 to 45. He might have exterminated half of humanity if they had let him measure their nose. Ever since the masks appeared, the anthropologists thought it was ironic. And now everyone was complaining about them, about the denaturalized and dystopian world they've brought about, when actually we're in a better world, where they can no longer condemn you to a life of misery or certain death based merely on the shape of your nose.
Are you in the fruit and veg department? Take a leek and a bunch of...
Hello? Yeah, yes, it's me. Yeah. Sorry, now's not a good time. Yeah, sorry, I can't talk right now. Yeah, I'm recording that supermarket thing. Yeah. I'm still interested in the book, yes, thanks. Yeah, no, I'm afraid I can't talk right now. I really can't talk right now. Yeah, that's right. The Criminal Man by Cesare Lombroso. 15 euros. Oh, great. Wait, thank you. Yeah, okay, I'll call you back later. Thanks, bye.
Have you ever thought about how you get all this stuff to the supermarket? Have you ever driven on the motorway at night? Have you seen the lorries? Do you know what they're carrying inside? Everything. They've got the whole world in pieces inside. Trees, taps, fish, pigs, bricks, toilet paper, champagne. The world travels by night, hidden, stealthily. Inside lorries, divided, quartered, and classified. Do you remember lockdown? You could go to the supermarket and touch an avocado from Peru, but you couldn't touch your neighbours, or even your parents. Avocados from Peru must be the most far-off product you could get at the supermarket. From over 6,000 miles away, that won't change. That contact is guaranteed. It's closer things that are in danger. Take some leeks. Now, go to the wine section. It's the guy in the next aisle. Can you hear him?
He has a funny nose and odd mouth. He makes a living creating the soundtrack to films. Not the music. He creates the sounds that are added afterwards. Footsteps, rain, doors slamming. He especially enjoys making gore or horror movies. It's great fun working with fruit and vegetables. For the scenes where a finger gets broken, they always use leeks, of course. That's just fingers. But with bigger bones or a broken leg, you need a bigger sound. What never fails to work is celery, a bunch of celery. And then if you need flesh and tendons, you can add a tomato. You can squash a tomato and combine it with a leek, layer the sounds. Watermelon also works well. It has a slight crispness to it, like the leeks, but it's also got that juicy side like the tomatoes. During the lockdown, he got carried away cooking. It had been ages since he'd had so much time to cook. In mid-April, he bought a set of kitchen knives with black handles because he was sick of not having the knives he needed at home. It was delivered by Amazon. He also uses the kitchen axe to chop up the spare ribs for his dogs.
Are you at the wine section? What are the labels like? Are there any labels with a big house, or maybe several houses, drawn on? Was it a meadow or a vineyard? Was it a deer or a cow? Pick up any one of the bottles. If you have a coin or keys, tap the bottle softly. Does it sound nice? Do it again. Watch out. Go to the till area, and when you get to the front, stop and stand. Do you think the dead girl worked as a security guard? Do you think there is only one copy of the Criminal Man book? Or are there more? Do you think there's only been one murder? Or have there been several? What are you going to do with all the bin liners and toilet paper? Do you have a funny nose and an odd mouth? Have you ever lived inside a flashback? Did you see that till at the end? The other day, someone tried to leave without paying, with their trolley full of bin liners and loo roll. They had a funny nose and an odd mouth. When the police came, they found a girl chopped to bits in the car boot. you see the till that's furthest away? Go towards it. Hold on tight to the trolley handlebar. Exit without paying. This isn't happening now. This already happened the other day.